Tony Henry, Kurt Roberts, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Hello, Julia. It's so nice to be here.
Now, there's time for one more summer festival, and you two are filling that space with Deerstalk. Now, seasonally speaking, how did this come about in these last wild and crazy days of summer?
Well, it's something I've been thinking about for years. I never really got around to it. Tony and I have a lot of practice on St. Patrick's Day, and I figured we could pull this off in short order.
Yes, and you do have good bones there all established with St. Patrick's Day. And Tony, did it take a lot of convincing?
Not really. Kurt pulls something out of his pocket. It's usually pretty creative. He books all my bands and came to me, and I thought, wait a minute, Deerstalk, isn't this 50-year celebration of Woodstock? It was a home run for me, so I said, let's go, Kurt, let's do it.
I think it's just great. Now, I am kind of curious, what is it about Deer Park right there by the University of St. Francis, as tiny as it is, that encourages fests and celebrations that are really bigger than it?
Julia, somebody once told me, I think he might have had a few beers in him, but he said, I think you're related to Barnum and Bailey. And I said, why is that? He said, well, after their museum burned down, they decided to keep the business going. So they just started pitching tents. And so perhaps I have a distant Barnum and Bailey relative, but I love pitching tents. And when you pitch a tent, people know that something exciting is going to happen.
That's a great point. And you're pitching a lot here with this whole festival. And it's all about, as you guys say, love, peace, music, and charity. So, love and peace, 60 sentiments, all about the Woodstock thing, yes, universal aspirations, as a matter of fact. So how are you sharing them in this situation?
Well, it's just something we wanted to do. We've had a lot of practice at it with German Fest and any festival that comes up with the tent. And we are conscientious of what's going on in the community. The economy is good. Not everybody has a robust job or whatever. So let's have some fun and help some people out at the same time.
That's a great idea. And also, it is still summer, but school's back in session. And so you're going to be able to give kind of one last summer fling, I'm thinking here. And tent weather still for the festivities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, let's talk about those charities. We have Miss Virginia's Pantry, St. Mary's Soup Kitchen, and Vincent Village. Why that wonderful power combo?
Well, it's interesting, Julie. All three of those organizations fall in the 46802, and that's a needy zip code area. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the Miss Virginia's Food Pantry board, and also I work for St. Mary's part-time as a social worker, and we run the soup kitchen. And of course, charities are always in need, and that's why I thought it was important. And Kurt, you're very much involved with Vincent House, I know.
Yeah, I've been volunteering there for like 25 years,
building
homes and stuff. This is something I can do. My office is in 46802 on Wallace Street, so it's right in our neighborhood.
You do work for the city now. That brings you out and about right there on those streets and beats, and you know exactly what is needed.
Correct, yes.
In full disclosure, Miss Virginia's, when it was Miss Virginia at her little old house there in the central city, was the first volunteer job I ever did.
Oh, Julie.
And that was really something. And my goodness, has that grown? The need has grown. But just a little word on what happens at Miss Virginia's Pantry these days.
Oh, Julia, it's open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. And we average 500 persons each day. So that's 1,000 people a week that are actually coming through that ministry on Hannah Street, Miss Virginia's. And what we've really made a very strong effort in the last couple of years is to provide these people a balanced nutritional sack of groceries. Whereas at St. Mary's Soup Kitchen, we're feeding them for a day. Mm-hmm. But here at Miss Virginia's, we try to feed them for a week. And it's been just very, very positive for us. And that's what we do.
That's fantastic. And Kurt, the Vincent Village provides the transition houses and also gets people integrated back into their own houses. That's their goal. Sadly enough, there's more and more of a growing need. So what good you're doing here is really going to go directly into helping the community.
It is. And the biggest thing is affordable housing. There just isn't any. And the biggest thing I like about all these charities, it's a leg up. It's not really like a handout. You know, they're trying to get people back on their feet, back working, paying taxes.
It's a great point. You're helping them help themselves quite
Correct.
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Deerstalk itself, great celebration, and you're not just helping these three charities in great big ways, you are also having, well, Kurt, a Roberts Clemmer reunion, that's your family, we've got the Bishop Lures Class of 78 reunion going on, that's your school, and you do that every year, tributes going on to both of your parents and your musician friends and your brother, because they have passed, so... Is this the sum is good, more is better, and in you guys' case, just let's max it out?
Well, Tony likes to go right to a tent.
Okay.
It's a small place, but we have a good relationship with USF, so we have plenty of free parking. So come on down. We can handle it. We plan on doing this every year.
And this is a first annual, to be sure, of many that we hope. And in fact, it's all about the love, peace, music, and charity.
Yes.
So a little bit about the music. Much like the Woodstock inspiration, what kind of vibe is there going to be for Deerstock? And is it going to be music all day?
Yeah, there'll be music all day from 1 o'clock to 11. I've got 5 different local bands donating their time. We're bringing in Duke Tomato, which is a popular Carmel, Indiana guy.
Since the
60s, yeah. Since the 60s. Mm-hmm. I first saw him in 1977, and I called his agent, and the date worked out. And once we got him booked, the rest of the stuff really fell into place.
And Tony, you seem to never turn down making a social statement, to be sure, but you got to like the music from how you run your Deer Park.
Oh, yes. Yes. Whenever there's music at the Deer Park, there's always a dance. And we keep that corner a-hoppin'. We are a hub for charity, and when you're doing charity, how can you be gloomy? How can you be sad when you're doing charity? Because you're giving, and there's joy in giving.
That's a good point. You do really have a built-in feel-good vibe going just for all of that. And your clientele at Deer Park itself, especially for this Deerstock, who do you expect to see?
Oh my gosh, well, a lot of my oldies but goldies friends, and it's amazing. I think we've gotten to the point now, Julie, at the Deer Park, it's when we throw a party, it's a good party, and we have a lot of smells and bells, food and good music, and we just like to do it up, and we want to give people a memory.
And Kurt, your own band, Scratch and Sniff, is performing that day.
Correct, yes.
I know you love music. You love sharing it. You love worthy causes. What is it like to have a partner like Tony in this kind of crazy good musical crime?
Well, it just makes it easy. I think it took us all of maybe 40 minutes to frame it out. And it's our first one. But with the scale that Tony does on St. Patrick's Day, he's got that down pretty good. And I get a lot of calls from regional bands because we have 6,000 or 7,000 people come through. They think we do that every day. And then I got to explain to them it's a 700-square-foot pub. Then they hang up on me.
But somewhere in the middle of that, well, quite literally in the middle of that, is the tent that just fits in your space perfectly.
Correct.
And as you guys are both indicating, you're used to doing this. So
It's
going to be a lot of work, but you can do it.
Yes.
And obviously, by your record, you want to do it. Now, that does all kind of prove that Deer Park is more than a cool tavern with cool music and everything else. The charities you support are always fit into your daily business. How does your business fit into your philanthropy then?
Well, I have a left brain that hones in on charity, and I believe that charity covers a multitude of sins. And then my right brain is I'm a profiteer with a lot of beers, and beers bring a pot of gold to my pub, but I like to channel that really towards the good in the community, because I've been very fortunate, very blessed. I'm 20 years now in this arena, and it's been lots of fun, and I have a wonderful staff that keeps the momentum going, and so I'd like to share a little bit of that pot of gold, and that's where the left brain comes in. That's where I just really feel, and that's probably been my upbringing too. My parents have always said that we should not hold on to everything for ourselves. We need to give.
Great sentiment, and also the more that you give, the more that you get, and I think that's true, and Kurt, in your case, a lot of your life and passion is all about the music.
Yes.
What's it feel like not only to be playing on that small but mighty stage and having the time of your life, but knowing that you're doing such good, surrounded by all those musicians giving their all for this?
For me, it's the best thing I can do. All of us have day jobs. We do a lot of freebies. That's what we like to do at people's parties or little fundraisers. That's what we're all about.
So
we love doing that. We have that in common. Our parents kind of drilled that in all of our kids. And my brothers and sisters are the same way. And so is Tony's clan. So we got that common thread.
That's fantastic. And this is all about the last fling of summer. And you guys are maxing it out. And I think that's just brilliant. Last question before I let you go. We can see exactly what this is netting the community, and you've just outlined the reasons why these charities need your help and the good that they're going to be able to do with this help that they're going to be getting. You also have your constituency over there at Deer Park who really does look to you for having a good time and hearing plenty of music. Meanwhile, in your heart and in your soul, what do you two get from all of this?
It's a legacy that I want to leave behind. I think we get really one dance in life. I want it to be a dance that really lifts people up, whether they're there at that experience, that festival, or those who are in our shelters or soup kitchens. And if the money that we channel to these charities can lift them, it's a win-win, because I really believe that we get one dance in life, and I want it to be spectacular.
I'm cut from the same boat. I mean, no matter what you have with your family, we all have more than we need. And for whatever reason, I got a lot more than I need. I got two daughters. They're grown, educated, so that's behind me. So that's what I want to do the rest of my life, is try to do something and, you know, spread the wealth a little bit. That's what I'm trying to do.
And if Tony can dance it, you're going to play the music for it.
I'll be right behind. I'll be beating the drum.
Tony Henry and Kurt Roberts are founders of Deer Park's Deerstock. Tony, Kurt, thank you for sharing this great story with us today. Here's to Deerstock. Cheers to y'all. Peace, love, and make that dance count.
Thank you, Julia. What a joy to be with you today.
And thank you so much for having us, and we'll see you next year.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.